The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Wisconsin on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
It goes now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. The first question comes from the line of Andrew Doherty with Hero Sports.
Hey, Coach. Hope you're doing well this week. We'll see a lot of new head coaching hires in the coming weeks. And you know, both you and your wife have talked about how hard it was to leave Western Michigan last January. Can you shed some light on how a coaching change is a huge off-the-field decision, too, and how the effect of a change impacts you know, the personal lives of you and your entire family?
Yeah, I mean, change is hard for everybody. It's not just hard for the people you leave. Hard for the people that is accepting you too, because you know, they, the kids, the players, you know, first of all, they're not the ones that picked you. You know, you pick them. You know, they just kind of show up one day and there's a new head football coach. Personally, you know, it takes a toll on everybody. You know, you build a lot of relationships, have a lot of friends, have a lot of people that support you, and then the next day you're gone. You do everything you can to keep those relationships that were really close, and you, that's kind of the fun thing of coaching, is you build so many relationships in different places. But one of the hardest things it is hard on is children. I think I speak for all the coaches that have made coaching changes and have had to make coaching changes. You know, it really affects our sons, our daughters, a lot of times. So, you know, it's not the easiest decision in the world, but we also know what profession we're in. We pick a profession that, you know, the life expectancy isn't very long in a lot of places, but then you also have a lot of coaches who stay a very long time. So, there's a good balance in college football with all of that, and as you continue to move up, there's a lot of tough decisions you have to make.
Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate your time this season.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jason Galloway with Wisconsin State Journal.
Coach, you obviously, you guys have a lot riding on this game with not only the axe, but, you know, bowl eligibility, and it's senior day for you guys too. Are you guys viewing this as a game that could really define your season?
Well, I don't know if it necessarily defines a season. I mean, our season has been what it has been. I don't think one game ever defines that. You know, it's a product of work over a long period of time. It's a very important game, always has been, always will be. And our players understand that. There's a lot riding on it in terms of on both sides. But that's what makes the rivalry really special, and that, you know, you have two teams that have the longest standing rivalry in college football. And this is one of the fun things about playing at Minnesota and playing at Wisconsin, is you get to play in this game every single year, and you've got a, you know, you've got a lot riding on it.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure.
Your next question comes from the line of Randy Johnson with Minneapolis Daily.
Yeah, hi, PJ. How important has this group of outgoing seniors been for you in getting your program and your culture instilled into the team?
Well, that's where change is the most hard on. You know, when you have seniors, no matter what, whenever there's a coaching change, the hardest change that has to be made is by those seniors, because they're so close to graduating. They've been set in a lot of ways. Our seniors have had 3 head coaches in 3 years, so I give them a lot of credit. Those that have stayed have been absolutely amazing in terms of their buy-in to the culture, their buy-in to the change, their belief system, their leadership, and it means a lot. And I'm really, really proud of the group.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. All right.